In this bulletin, the nation's top military officer speaks out about a threatening letter sent to a member of the SAS. The survey that shows Australians have less confidence in their energy retailer than their bank. And Tiger Woods shoots his worst score at a US Open with an 8-over par 78. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The nation's top military officer has criticised the actions of a person who sent a threatening letter to a member of the Special Forces. The letter related to the soldier giving evidence to an inquiry into the conduct of Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Australian Federal Police are investigating. Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin says the incident is unacceptable.
So I think it's absolutely disgusting that a disaffected person thought that they could threaten a witness and then look to influence the inquiry. That's a criminal act.
The nation's corporate watchdog has started legal action against Westpac over poor financial advice provided by one of its former financial planners. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission claims the banking giant is liable for Sudhir Sinha's alleged breaches of the Corporations Act and adds that Westpac failed to do all it could to ensure the provision of honest and fair financial services. Westpac has already paid some $12 million in compensation to clients who were impacted by Mr. Sinha's poor advice. Kindergarten school children could soon add Korean or Turkish lessons to their preschool learning. Already, 2,500 Australian preschools offer language programs, teaching everything from modern Greek to Arabic, Spanish, French and Mandarin. The federal government has announced a funding boost of almost $12 million to expand the program to 5,000 preschools and another 300 primary schools. As well as existing languages offered through play-based apps, the Early Learning Languages Australia program will add Korean, Vietnamese, Turkish and German to their languages list. Education Minister Simon Birmingham says developing a love of languages early provides numerous benefits later in life.
Language is life-changing, and learning another language is one of those skills that is best achieved in the early years and really does then create new opportunities throughout a child's development and life.
Australians have less confidence in electricity companies than banks, according to a new report. The latest review of retail energy competition by the Australian Energy Market Commission has found trust in the electricity sector is just 39%. That's down from 50% last year. It says confusing energy offers and higher prices are to blame for confidence plummeting. The report recommends regulating price comparison websites. Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler says the report reveals Australians are sceptical of the sector.
Consumers now see our electricity system as a system that is operating entirely in the interests of the big power companies who were handed control over this essential service as a result of a number of Liberal governments deciding to privatise electricity. And consumers simply are not getting a look in.
An asylum seeker being held on Nauru has reportedly taken his own life. Refugee advocates say the 26-year-old Iranian man was found by his wife inside the family's tent this morning. He's the 12th person to die in Australia's offshore detention centres and the fifth on Nauru. The Department of Home Affairs has confirmed it's aware of the death. Sport now, and Tiger Woods has shot his worst score at a US Open with an 8-over par 78, leaving him 9 strokes off the lead. The windy conditions also proved problematic for Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth. Meanwhile, world number one, Dustin Johnson, who carded a 1-under par 69, joined fellow Americans Russell Henley and Scott Piercy, along with Englishman Ian Poulter. Johnson says, considering the conditions, he's pleased with how he played.
I'm very pleased with the round. You know, anything under par on this golf course is very good, especially in the conditions we have today. I felt like it, you know, from start to finish, it was very difficult. You had to focus on every single shot you hit, putts, everything. It was just difficult all day.
And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny day and 21. Adelaide, showers 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, a top of 12. Hobart, showers increasing, 12 degrees. Canberra, showers and windy, a top of just 9. Windy and sunny in Wollongong, 16. Sunny day for Sydney, top of 18. Newcastle, windy and sunny, 28 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.